your show. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll free 800-259-9231. That's the point of the program. We'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Tonight, joining you, it's Ian here.
Sam.
Oh, Sam, you are here, but for whatever reason, your mic isn't responding. Try that again. Okay. Well, we'll work on that. So, yeah, Mark's here, too. We'll take your calls, 800-259-9231. That, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Okay, you're there.
Hello.
And we are going to start things out here, unusually, with a special guest. And we've got somebody from across the pond, and it is Danny. And I actually don't even know Danny's last name. I guess it's probably not relevant for the conversation we're going to have with him. Danny, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Now, the reason we are having you on the show here tonight is because you are an outstanding activist, and I don't even know what it is that got you started in this, and I'm sure we're going to find all of that out, but I want to point people to your videos again. We've done it in the past, but now that we've got you on the line here, we can talk about it in a little more detail. It's a YouTube channel called C. Veitch, but the easiest way to find your videos is to just search for Everything is Okay. Just search Everything is Okay at YouTube, and you'll find some videos with Danny in them. Now, Sam, you are a fan here of some of Danny's work. Sam is with us from the Obscured Truth Network tonight at obscuredtruth.com. Can you kind of just introduce Danny's, what he's been doing, what makes him absolutely outstanding, and then we'll let Danny talk about what it's all about.
Sure. Danny, yes, I'm absolutely a huge fan of your work. And the videos that I've seen, what these guys do is they just go out into public spaces out around central London, it seems like, and they do different types of protests that are meant to engage the public and get them thinking about, get them to sort of snap out of their routine for a little bit and start to question some things around them. They might be holding a sign, trying to give somebody $10, on the megaphone, pointing out that, look, here's what the mainstream news is feeding you day in and day out. Maybe you should be focusing on something else because this is all negative and fear-based. And it really, he goes out and makes it obvious in a very, very fun way that people can do without taking offense to. They can hear his message and sort of be engaged by it with a little bit of laughter. And start to see things in a slightly different way. And I think it's absolutely amazing what you're able to accomplish.
So, Danny, how would you describe what it is that you're doing out there on the streets of London?
Actually, I think it was very beautifully described. I can't really add much to that. And the other thing about it is that we get some amazing, amazing feedback. I really did. This is kind of out of the blue, the whole thing. I wasn't expecting this, you know, to happen as it's happened. But recently I just got a message from someone saying, I love what you do, whatever it is that you do. And that kind of sums it up. You really have to see the videos to understand. The stuff that's going on at the moment in terms of what people call the New World Order and all this stuff, it's very dark, a lot of it, and very fear-based. And some would say that that some of these people spreading this fear are playing right into the hands of those who are trying to do what they want to do. And that's what we try and do, is not to do that, but instead to do it in a comical way. And there's a lot of messages in what we do and what we say, which people pick up on or don't. I don't know how to add really to more than say you have to watch the videos and you either love them or hate them, but I hope people will enjoy them.
I have to say I really appreciate the positive approach that you're talking about. There was a video recently that appeared on Charlie's channel. It's C. Veitch's, your partner Charlie. You guys have been working together, and it's, as you describe it, it's been a very loose relationship in that you just kind of work together on your own. Neither of you's in charge of the other. There's no real explicit agreement between the two of you. You're just out there having fun. And there was a recent video where he got kind of dark and sort of called for, basically called for violent revolution over here in the United States, over here in North America. And then you posted what I consider to be a very sensible response, where you made some of the points you just did about this, you know, this conspiracy mentality out there, and we experience it a lot here on this show because it's an open phones radio program, and the network that we're on has, I'm sure you're familiar with Alex Jones because you mentioned him in your video. We're on the very same network as he is, so inevitably some of the people will call our show thinking that they're calling Alex Jones's show, and they're not. Free Talk Live is a completely different program with what I think is a much more positive perspective, very similar to yours. Instead of doom and gloom, we actually have solutions about how to achieve freedom and liberty in our lifetime that don't involve the ideas of pulling out guns and going, you know, out in a blaze of glory or something like that.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some value to really understanding where government's going, where they want to take us, the road, you know, they're basically leading us down the path to tyranny, to greater control and interference in the daily lives of everyday people. And while there's some value in people realizing that and waking up to that fact, I think that's where, for me, the Alex Jones crowd and the conspiracy theories and so forth fall a little short, is that's their entire focus. That's what they go out and spread the message of every day. And, Danny, I don't know how much you have studied the law of attraction. That's something we talk about occasionally on this show. But what you focus on expands in the world. And so that's where I think you really stand apart from that crowd, and that you're out there offering different ideas, different ways to spread this message and get people aware of what's happening, but also to focus on the answer, which is really love and acceptance and treating other people like human beings.
Absolutely. And the other thing that came to mind now is that certainly myself, would encourage anybody to copy absolutely anything that we do. The whole idea of copywriting is totally crazy. It's not like, you know, I was thinking today, God didn't copyright the world when she created it.
Yeah.
Not, you know, and it's just nonsense. So
I have always, you know, I believe that that ideas should be free. So if you've got a good idea, then it's a great compliment if somebody borrows it from you. And indeed, you guys have got some great ideas. You've got you hit the streets with megaphones. This is one of the prominent things that you'll see in the videos if you go and you look for Everything is Okay at YouTube. But you guys hit the streets with megaphones, but it's not anger as we're talking about here. It's megaphoning with a very light touch, with a lot of levity, if you will. There's a lot of fun being had, even though you're definitely out there doing something that some people might consider a bit of an annoyance. But somebody like me, I find it very interesting, very entertaining, and amusing. You're having a lot of fun out there. You're in, you know, the heart of what looks like the heart of London and shopping districts and things like that, where all kinds of people are passing by. You've got the opportunity to really get some interesting ideas into people's heads, and you're doing it in a very positive manner rather than megaphoning about how, you know, the New World Order is coming and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. I must say that it's not always easy by any means, because when you start doing this stuff, you basically attract. We have a little game we play, actually, me and Charlie, which we should record one day. How long will it take till the police come, sort of game.
Yeah.
You know, in different places, it's, you know, it can be anything from 1 minute to 5 minutes, but usually more than that. And when the police turn up, not always, it depends who they are and if they recognize us. When they turn up, if you're new at this, the thing about the police is that anything outside of their normal frame of reference, anything they're unsure about, they're frightened of. And fear brings up in them, because they're normal human beings, aggression. And it's really challenging not to get sucked into that aggression. It's exciting, and therefore, in a way, it's a personal challenge. And sometimes I make it, and sometimes I don't.
Danny, can we hang on to you? This is it's been great so far. The line is a little shaky. Would it be possible to maybe get you to hang on a little bit here? We're going to come back with a second segment and then continue this discussion.
Sure, with pleasure.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to come back more with Danny. He is a videographer, an activist. He hits the streets with megaphones. He's the creator of the Police Hugging Squad. I definitely want to talk about that with him here in a few moments. And we'll talk to you as well. Maybe you've got a question for him. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You can bring up anything. Danny from the UK. More with him coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the chat room. You can go in there anytime, but the best time, of course, is during the live show. Chat.freetalklive.com. is the place to go for that. That's chat.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetime? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, there's a man I would love to have as a part of the Free State Project movement, if we could get him out of the UK and over here to New Hampshire, and that is Danny from YouTube. He's got his own YouTube channel. He works together with another guy named Charlie, and the channel with the most videos is C. Veitch. That's Charlie's channel. You can search for Everything is Okay, because it's hard to spell Veitch. So Everything is Okay. Just search for that on YouTube. You'll find these guys, some of their videos, where they're hitting the streets of London with megaphones, and having fun and talking about giving people some ideas, you know, giving them some things to think about that they normally wouldn't necessarily, well, certainly come across in their daily travels. And Danny, you're with us. We've been talking about your approach, and I appreciate you taking the time to call in tonight, because I know it's past midnight where you are, so hopefully you're not staying up too late for Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Hi, yes.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of ideas that I've had. One of the things about what we do is, you know, I actually today I went to, with my little 2-year-old kid, to a protest for against the arms trade. And there were about, it was a very small protest, about 20 people there. And they were so angry and they were shouting and screaming. And it was just horrible. And I, for years, I've always thought, you know, what can I do? What can I do? And I found something. And I found something that I think many people can do in different ways. You know, going out on the street with a megaphone, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but you'd be surprised how amazingly exhilarating it is, and I'd recommend people who think they could do it to do it. But if you're not up for that, there are other things that you can do. One of the things you can do is something I've been doing for about 3 years, is to take a little step ladder and hold up interesting signs. I mean, mine started with the sign, "Everything is okay," and I've stood for many, many hours, hundreds of hours, in busy places with that sign, and I've had the most amazing, amazing experiences with it. You know, besides the fact that it makes hundreds and thousands of people smile, it makes them think for a little bit, and it also invites all sorts of people to come up to me and start talking about life in a deep and real way, rather than the, you know, rather plastic and pathetic way we're treated by the media and all the gossip nonsense, etc.
Yeah, Danny,
it's amazing, and anyone can do it. You just get yourself a sign and stand there, and you know, and see what happens.
I want to back up a little bit, Danny, and find out how did you come to this perspective? How did you start going out and doing this these types of activities? What is it that drove you to do this? What's your motivation?
That's a good question. I mean, the question is, how did I come to my perspective? Well, I'm 42 years of age, and, you know, it's my whole life that got me to where I'm at. I guess I got, I started on the world, in the world of personal development, doing one of, the first major experience I had was doing one of these kind of American intense 3-day courses, similar to the Landmark Forum. Have you heard of Landmark?
Oh, yeah. I've done it. Mark's done it. I've done something similar, an offshoot of Landmark, and Ian thinks it's a cult. He's changed his mind.
I mean, there are aspects of Landmark that I really, really didn't like at the time, and I didn't go fully for it, but it wasn't actually Landmark. I did Landmark, but it wasn't that I did. I did something which is now, it used to be called the Life Training Program, which was a kind of also related. The guys that started it were absolutely amazing guys, and they kind of were into this S. They went to S, which was the original Landmark thing, and they kind of created their own thing called the Life Training, that's now called More to Life. It was an amazing experience, beautiful, beautiful experience, in which you get to start to realize that it's not the world outside that creates our reality, but what's going on inside my own head.
Yes.
And I suppose that was the beginning of a journey in which I sort of dabbled with dozens of different types of therapy and books and all sorts of things. So that's sort of that's the sort of thing that's taken me in terms of where I am, my perspective. In terms of how I started this, I've got this woman who comes around every so often and gives me these sessions, which I would call kind of spiritual coaching. And one day we sat down and just sort of, I don't know, it just came up. Go to Speaker's Corner, because in England they've got this thing called Speaker's Corner. You've heard of it?
I think so, yes.
What is it?
It's a corner in the center of town that every Sunday anybody can get up and speak about anything. And basically the majority of people that go there these days are religious fanatics. And most weeks they have like this inane debate, you know, which is the true religion. And it's pathetic, really, but it's quite funny. So I just got myself there the next week. And for some reason I got this sign. And on one side it said, everything is okay. And on the other side I put, don't believe anyone, including me. And I never looked back, and it was a very addictive experience. My wife had to put up with me going every Sunday and leaving her with the kids. And it was an amazing experience, and it touched a lot of people, and it touched me. And then about 3 or 4 months ago, I met Charlie at a protest. I never go to protest to protest. I go to protest to have fun. And I went to this protest, and he had a megaphone. And it never occurred to me to use a megaphone before, and that's how we kind of got together. And he does all the filming and the editing, and he's a fantastic editor. He really, you know, he creates the films and does a lot of the hard work. And that's how we got to do what we do.
That's a wonderful story. And I'd just like to point out that even though I thought Landmark has some cult-ish aspects, I fully support what you're talking about as far as self-improvement and that, you know, we're creating our own reality. And that's where the discussion we were having about, and something that you mentioned in your most recent video on the channel at the Steve Veitch channel, is that these Alex Jones types, the conspiracy theorist types, are essentially kind of creating self-fulfilling prophecies. I mean, they're basically playing into the darkness that they so believe is out there and so prevalent. And I think
absolutely. And you know, the idea of self-fulfilling prophecy is at the core, the absolute core of everything, really. And the core of, you know, I don't even know if the New World Order is real. I don't know if there really are people conspiring or not. But if they are, I am sure that they use self-fulfilling prophecy all the time. And they are playing right into their hands. And then that's why I go nowhere near the Alex Jones. The last time I saw Alex Jones, actually, just tell you the story, it was in March. And he put up a video together with some other guys, I've forgotten his name now, and it was like really fear-mongering. It said 30 days, it was called 30 Days to Martial Law.
Okay, actually, Danny, we're going to hang on to you. If you've got the time, I want to bring you back for another segment. Would that be all right?
Okay.
All right, hang on, sir. More with Danny from the UK. He is a man that has found the activist inside of him and has been hitting the streets in London, making some wonderful videos, very positive. Yes, Mark?
I was just wanted to say that I think that Danny does some great videos. But I think Alex does some great videos, too.
Alex has his value. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. If you've got a question for our guest on the line right now, that would be the best thing to do at the moment, would be to call with that at 800-259-9231. His name is Danny. He is from the UK. His last name doesn't matter, because what does matter is what he's been doing. He has found some inspiration and has gotten out, hit the streets with megaphones and signs, thought-provoking signs, has in some cases just stood quietly holding a sign, in other cases been speaking into his megaphone all sorts of thought-provoking things for the sheeple that are going about from place to place doing their things that they're doing. And Danny, you're back with us. People can go to YouTube and they can search for Everything Is Okay. And do your videos pop up first thing when you search for Everything Is Okay, Danny?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So that's the easiest way.
They actually come up on the first page of Google as well.
Okay, excellent. So so we started talking about the the discussion
about Alex Jones, yeah.
Right, Alex Jones and sort of this negative
that I felt was quite important, and I'm not saying what he does is not valuable, but what I am saying, I was just telling you this story. I was watching this video. It said 30 days till martial law. And I remember going down to my wife and saying, right, we've got 30 days left, this is crazy, we've got to leave the country and all this nonsense. And I had to actually get some friends around to ground me and say, you know, Danny, hold on a minute. And they said, you know, predictions, I say nowadays, you know, I predict that most people's predictions are not going to come true.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea of predicting things is pretty stupid, really, because you're opening yourself up for getting it wrong. And they got it completely wrong, because we're now, you know, hundreds of days, and there's no martial law, and there's no apology by Alex Jones, and I can't remember the other guy's name, Jeff someone or other. There's no apology. You know, he doesn't get up and say, sorry, we made a mistake, sorry for scaring you.
Right.
Instead, they carry on with all this kind of fear-mongering.
And that's what bothers me. Now, I told Mark that I said that Alex has his value, and I think that his value is that he does a fairly decent job of kind of cataloging the various different police state things that are indeed happening out there. But there is no value in the fear-mongering approach in suggesting that, I mean, if you get into this conspiracy mode, if you get into the conspiracy world, then everything is a plot. You know, whatever event event happens, so-and-so was behind it, and the evil men from the Bilderbergers are the ones that are controlling the world, and the bankers own everything, and they're going to exterminate 90% of the world's population, and there's just all kinds of this, evil doom and gloom prophecy stuff going on. If people actually start believing that, then the only answer they have for themselves is, well, there's no hope. We might as well build our underground bunker and hop on in, because there's no hope for us to be free. There's no hope for us to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. The bankers can't be defeated. I mean, that's the message that comes out of the conspiracy mongers out there, is this very defeatist, as you were saying, fear mongering mentality. And I think that's really negative.
I've been receiving some outstanding comments and connections with people. I wanted to just say on air, I mean, it is absolutely amazing that there must be hundreds of millions of people out there who appreciate this sort of stuff, and it's amazing touching down with them, and their messages are so beautiful and show so much depth. And I've got a very interesting message. I can't really explain this properly, and I think perhaps that's one of the problems with his idea, but I'll just share very briefly. It's kind of weird, but I got a message from someone in Taiwan who's been trying to work with a company. Why I wanted to share this with you, by the way, is because it was about a solution. He has this idea. It's a pretty wacky idea, and I can't really quite get my head around it, but it was a solution rather than just fear-mongering, saying, it's going to be all doom and gloom. And his solution was, he's working with a company that makes helicopters that are basically, that can be sold to you as cars, sort of flying cars.
Mm. Okay.
And he had an idea of replacing money, because we all know about money and how problematic it all is today, replacing it with a different type of currency based on a certain type of building. I can't really explain it all now, and I haven't really got much time, but just the idea that there are people there working on solutions. And one of the solutions that I've read, which is very interesting, is in a series of books called The Ringing Cedars. Have you heard of those?
I've not.
The first book's called Anastasia. And there's 9 books in the series. And through the series, as you go through the series, later on in the series, they've got a discussion and an explanation of how we got to where we got to, and it dates back to ancient Egypt. But the thing about these books is that the energy of the books is so positive and beautiful. So if people want to get in more to and are interested in how we got to where we are, and I'm not saying that the books are true or not, you have to decide that for yourself, they might want to check out that, The Ringing Cedars by Vladimir McRae.
Question back on the issue of you and hitting the streets, getting out there with the signs and the megaphone. We got your story as to how you got to where you are today, but what about for people that do want to emulate what you're doing where they are? What would you suggest? I mean, have you ever taken any improv classes? I mean, how do you keep up the pace? I mean, obviously the videos are edited for time, but I mean, how often are you speaking through the megaphone? What's it like when you're not watching the video? What's it like if you're actually there with Danny and Charlie? How much time are you spending talking through the megaphone, holding signs, etc.?
And how many times does it come off where it really works, and how many times do you just crash and burn?
Right. I must say that I feel like I've been given a gift. I feel it's just a gift. Like like for example, singing, which is what I do to make a live, to make money. Again, it's just a gift that I received from life, from God, from the universe, from whatever. And this type of public speaking is just like a gift. And once I start going, I can just go on for half an hour nonstop.
Mm.
It's just a gift that I have. I don't know where it's come from, and I've never really done it before. So I don't really know how to help people do it. I mean, to a certain extent, you either got it or you've not, and the only way to find out is to try it.
To try it.
I don't think that's very helpful.
Oh, I think it's a fair answer.
I haven't been to any classes or anything. It's just
I think
it's just a gift.
When people are living their higher purpose, you know, they just sort of find the right words. The right words come to them. They're able to express themselves in the way they want, and they're able to do so with just very little effort because that's what they're meant to do, so to speak.
Absolutely. It really is like that. It just comes to me. I don't plan these things. I don't really think about them. I guess
what, is
what
it?
I try and do in life, if anything can help, perhaps this can. What I try and do in life, which I find sometimes extremely painful and challenging, is to be as open as I possibly can. And so all that I read, all that I hear, all that I see, it's all going in to my subconscious mind. So that when I get on the streets, I'm affected by it. And I try and select very carefully what I allow into my mind. I've managed to throw the TV out of this house.
Ah, good choice.
Despite my children, screaming out against it and my wife. So I never watch TV. And I try and be careful about what I watch. And now with the internet and YouTube and, I mean, there's just an incredible abundance of fantastic material out there.
You know, one of the other things I wanted to cover, and can we hang on to you for one more segment, Danny? It's been great conversation so far.
Of course.
One of the other things I want to cover is what I thought was a really original idea, and that is the police hugging squad. It is something that that we have implemented here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we've
much
been,
to the chagrin of the police.
I don't know about them. If it's much to the chagrin, we've gotten several hugs. So I don't.
They're just entertaining the masses.
Whatever. We're getting hugs. I think that counts for something. So I'm going to bring Danny back here in a few moments. We'll talk about the genesis of the police hugging squad. How perhaps you can start one up in your area. And I think it probably is going to have to do with the fact that when the police came out to deal with them, the cameras, they were very angry. So offering them a hug kind of diffuses all that. We'll see what Danny has to say here in a few moments. Danny from the UK is with us. His YouTube channel, search for Everything is OK. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Right now, we've got a special guest on the line. We'll take calls for him with preference. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and you can buy whatever you need to buy. And they've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, even used items. Anything that you buy through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to, the free Super Saver shipping deals that you're used to. Just entering through that link is essentially our portal. It means we'll get credit. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Danny is with us. He is across the pond in the UK, and I've just fallen in love with the activism that you've been doing, Danny, and that's one of the reasons why I reached out to you and I invited you on the program here tonight, so we can get your style, if you will, of activism out there to our listeners, so they can perhaps adopt some of your ideas, the ones that they feel resonate the best with them for themselves, or maybe they'll take some of your ideas and modify them and turn them into their own and get out there and run with them. People can go to YouTube and search for Everything Is Okay, and your videos will show up first and foremost. So again, that's Everything Is Okay at YouTube. And we've talked about how you've got a very positive attitude. You have a megaphone, but you're not shouting down at people. You're just speaking ideas through the megaphone. You've got signs that you hold that get interesting responses from people, maybe get their gears turning a little bit in their heads. And one of the things that you've come up with is the police hugging squad. And I've talked about it briefly before on this program. And are you the originator of that, or is that your partner, Charlie, that came up with it? What's the origin of the police hugging squad?
It's just an idea that came up once. I actually started at the G20, and there's a video which I'm going to try and get up on that on Charlie's channel, because it's really actually a beautiful video. And they had this big G20 protest, and they had hundreds and hundreds of these, you know, helmeted, nasty, angry looking, intimidating policemen, and something just came up in my mind. I just said, I'm a member of the police hugging department, and I'm going to go and give you all hugs. And at first, when I first did it, I said, would you like a hug? And they just kept saying no. And then I just went a little bit further, and I said to them, what would you do if I gave you a hug? And if they didn't say I'd arrest you, I just gave them one.
Nice.
And it was just wonderful to watch. And some of them say I'll arrest you, and then I just don't give them one.
Sure.
But that's how it originated, and I still do it. In fact, I did it today at a protest. And it just takes the edge off everything, you know. I don't know how in England the police aren't armed. Perhaps in the States it takes a little bit more guts, but it takes the edge off things, and it doesn't always do that. There are no rules with this. It depends on who you've got in front of you and how they're feeling that day. But often it makes them smile.
I think it's important. I think it's an interesting tactic, and it's very different because when I was first coming up in the Liberty Movement here, again in the United States, when I was first coming up, I was angry, very angry about what they were doing, angry because they're putting marijuana smokers in jail and other peaceful people that haven't ever harmed another person or destroyed anybody else's stuff. They're putting peaceful people behind bars, and it was very upsetting to me, and I was angry at the police for it, and it's, still not something that pleases me, what they do, but I've come to the conclusion that we're not going to get anywhere with these guys who are human beings, even though they may not act like it in many circumstances. We're not going to get anywhere with them treating them as anything less than human beings, and I think that the idea of offering them a hug, like you're saying, takes the edge off, it brings down a few barriers, and maybe will allow them to see us, those who are a little bit, who might differ a little with their tactics, to see us as human beings as well, instead of just, suspects or subjects or something like
perps.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple of other ideas which I'm developing at the moment for people who, for whom perhaps holding a sign is even a bit too much, which is, I don't know if you've come across the anti-terrorist on YouTube?
Yes, that's actually how I found the C. Veitch channel. Was the anti-terrorist mentioned it on one of his videos. He's great.
Yeah, because I've been in correspondence with him, and what I want him to do is to create a special channel for the police, to do some videos for them and create a special channel for them, and strictly only allow policemen, if possible, to comment, or if anybody wants to comment and there are any anti-police comments, that he wouldn't allow them to go up on the channel. And then to have all over the world, to have sort of people printing up postcards, and you can do this on like VistaPrint, you can get very, very cheap postcards printed up, right?
Yep.
And have them give them to the police, carefully worded, saying things like, are you interested in hearing information that your boss and your boss's bosses wouldn't want like you to hear, or something like, something that will lure them to see this channel, so that they can start to get educated instead of, going to protest and shouting against the police and like
absolutely.
Today.
If you're shouting, nobody is really listening. Danny,
exactly.
We've got some calls. People have some questions for you. Do you mind answering them?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Corby in Florida. Corby, you're on with Danny from the UK.
Hey, just wanted to say, I listen to Alex Jones sometimes, mainly because it's kind of nice to get an alternative, viewpoint. And I was just wondering, do you think that in the BBC in UK is the main media as censored as it appears to be, or so pro-government as it appears to be here?
Thank you, Corby, for the call. Danny?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the interesting thing about the BBC is that it's there's no advertising on it, so you just thought that they'd be a bit more independent. But yeah, it's pretty much toes the party line. And actually, the BBC is we're probably going to do something at the BBC at some stage, make a video there.
They
do pretty much toe the party line, yeah.
Well, I'd like to point out that there's nothing wrong with advertising. We've got advertisers on this radio program, and it helps us get our message out more effectively to people. The BBC, of course, is a government-run operation, and so, to expect them to behave independently is, I think kind of silly. I mean, they've got their interests, and they're going to promote them, just as we have our interests, and we're going to promote them, and our interests are hopefully supported by our advertisers, which is why they get behind our show in the first place. So without our advertisers, we wouldn't be able to be here doing what we do. And without our listeners as well, who also contribute monetarily to this show, is there a way that people can support your efforts? I mean, financially, Danny, is that a possibility at this point?
It's actually a great question because we recently had a production, TV production company, show interest in what we do. I'm in a very different situation than Charlie is. I have my own business, and in fact, it's very, very important for me not to get money from this because I think it could affect what I have to say. So for me, I don't want money from this, and I also don't particularly want any serious amounts of fame. I think, fame in today's world is is something that is very, very problematic.
Good point, good point. I've got to get to another call because we're running short on time. Let's go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Danny. Did you have something for him?
Hey, yo, howdy, y'all.
Hey, or Dave.
I think in America, if you went up and hugged a cop, they charge you with assault and battery.
Well, that's why he asks first. What's the phrase you use again, Danny, when you approach them?
I ask, what would you do if I gave you a hug?
Right, so it's not like you're just running up and giving them a big bear hug or something like that. What would you do if I gave you a hug? You give them the opportunity to answer that.
Oh, you ask them, and if they say, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and you might...
The other cop would look at... I think the other cops would give the other cops so much...
They probably will.
Probably true. But nonetheless, I have successfully gotten the police to give me hugs. What I'll usually do is I'll approach them and say, I'm a member of the Keene Police Hugging Squad, and I'd like to offer you a hug today. And I'll just open up my arms. But I'm thinking maybe Danny's approach with asking the question of what would you do if I gave you a hug is a more a bold approach. But opening up your arms kind of it makes them a little uncomfortable. Sometimes they do it. Sometimes they don't. Dave, if you've got more, I'll put you on hold. We can bring it back in hour number two. But yeah. Danny, I want to thank you for taking the time out, a lot of time out of your night tonight and talking with Free Talk Live. Do you have any final thoughts before we have to move on?
Yeah, no, I was just wanted to finish off what I was saying before, which is that we have been, I don't need money or want money, but Charlie is out of work at the moment, and we're looking at the possibility of being able to donate so that he can continue doing what he's doing.
Well,
it's
put up a website,
call.
Maybe grab a website, grab a URL, put that online, and put a PayPal link up there. And once it's up, and once I get wind of it, we'll mention it on the show. And people that are interested in helping you out, that might drive a handful of them over there.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. And keep up the great work.
And Danny, thanks for the stand that you're taking in the world.
Yeah, thank you. Very courageous and very inspirational. Have a great night. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.